everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Linda Mental Show. I'm your host, Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I'm here along with my co-host, Chris Weigel. And every weekend, we're here, we're doing life together, and we're glad that you've joined us. How you doing, Chris?
Well, you sort of mentioned the weekend, and you know, we have jobs during the week.
We do.
But then I have to get on the radio with you every Saturday.
You have to get on the radio with me.
So there goes my Saturday.
Right.
But most of us have the weekends off, and we do too. We enjoy doing this very much.
And we know there are some people who do work on the weekends.
Right. There are some folks who do work on the weekends, and we all have work to do. So let me ask you a few questions. Are you just going to work every day to just do your job, or do you feel like you contribute to society and to others through your work? Does your work bore you, or are you excited by your job?
And I just want to add, too, your work might be being a mom. So you might not be going anywhere, but you're going to work as a parent every single day. So we're looking at work, whatever God has given us to do in whatever fashion. I think, you know, most of us would love to anticipate our jobs every day being this great thing, this great place, to have passion about what we do. But the difference of having passion about your work and simply just going to work is really like night and day.
It is. And to your point, business magnate Richard Branson once said, since 80% of your life is spent working, you should start your business around something that is a passion. You might not be necessarily starting a business, but maybe today we can help you become more passionate about your work.
So it's a good point because, I think we're talking to a lot of people, including ourselves sometimes, where passion is really not there. You know, have you ever had a job where you really thought, boy, I'm really passionate about what I'm doing?
It's funny you ask that because you and I both have been in the broadcast world for quite a while. And one thing I've always done is to make sure that whatever is bringing in the money is also something that I really, really like to do. Mm-hmm. So the answer is yes, except for when I was a teenager, I was bagging groceries, and that was that was just for money.
Yeah, I had a few jobs like that going through college where I really did not want to do that. In fact, one of the jobs I had was working in a factory. It was this very tedious job of just doing the same thing every day over and over and over, like hour by hour. And I thought, boy, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. It was a motivator to get me to go to college. But, you know, I think the same thing when I think about my own life's work and jobs and positions and things I've had. There are times when I'm so aligned with the mission and vision of a company, and that's why I took that position. But sometimes they're so poorly led, you lose sight of that as you're kind of feeling beaten down by the leadership or the work people around you, and it's easy to lose sight of that. And once that happens, the passion just deflates, and you get so caught up in all the dysfunction around you.
Right. So a job is to provide for your family.
Right.
But why is passion so important?
So passion really enables creativity. It can create innovation. When people are passionate about the place they work or whatever job they're doing, they become much more innovating. And when you get passionate about your work, it's so easy to come up with ideas. You start to solve problems. You enjoy what you're doing. And it often brings out excellence because when you feel so strongly about something, you're looking for the best way that you can to do it. You're willing to put in that extra energy. And we wouldn't be so reluctant to go to our job, maybe, or to be looking forward to Monday mornings if we really thought, boy, I'm passionate about what I'm going to do, and I'm going to do something today that's going to be so worthwhile.
Seems like it would make you more fun to work with as well.
It would.
More fun to be around.
Yeah, it really would.
Passion would be a motivator, but honestly, I don't see it in many people. When you look at the statistics, it's actually bleak. According to the numbers, half of the people in the U.S. feel discouraged about their jobs.
Wow.
In fact, the news is even worse when you look at the Deloitte report. Almost 88% of employees are not happy with their job. Only 12% of people are passionate about the workplace.
Wow, those are not great statistics. And that's a lot of people who are not passionate about what they do. And that's really concerning. It sounds like most of us just do want to get through the day, which is probably not the best. But here's the key. If you can find purpose in what you do, you work as provision for your family, like you said at the top of the show. It's a way to provide maybe a service, though, to somebody. Maybe it's a way to help others. For example, if you can do any of that, if you can think, what am I serving? Am I providing something that's useful? Am I doing something with meaning? You can approach your job with enthusiasm and do the best job possible, no matter what. I think the truth is every job has good and bad parts to it. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Definitely.
I've never had the perfect job. Have you had the perfect job? I'm dreaming of
it. Let's see. No.
Yeah,
no.
It would be a big no. We'll probably never have that, never have the perfect job. But we can stay passionate about what we're doing on whatever job we have. You know, I'm reminded of that scripture that says, and whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord, giving thanks.
You know, Morton Hansen, a former Harvard professor and current professor at UC Berkeley, wrote a book entitled Great at Work. In preparing for the book, he asked 5,000 people over a five-year period how they stayed passionate at work. And Dr. Linda, tell us what he found.
So he found that people who are passionate managed to connect their passion with a clear sense of purpose on the job. So they did understand this idea of how do I contribute to the overall goals of the company I'm with, and how do I serve other people, or how do I feel like I'm making a difference? And I know he didn't study moms at home, but I want to say that even about moms at home. What is my purpose here? Because I tell you, I've been a stay-at-home mom for a period of my life, and there are times when it feels boring, it's not exciting, you kind of wonder what you're doing. But if you remember the purpose, that you are raising these children that are going to have a place in the world that is going to be God-given, it can bring that sense of passion to you. So his findings are clearly about tying your passion to a sense of purpose.
Okay, so we've really honed in on that word purpose in the job, and it helps with passion.
Yeah, so Hansen is also talks about the difference between those two things. So what he says is passion is do what you love. And then purpose, he says, is do what contributes. So when you go and you put those two together, he says that purpose strongly predicts how much effort that people will put in each hour they are on the job. If you love what you do and you believe what you do matters, your motivation increases, and that really brings energy into your job.
See, I would think that having purpose in work brings positive feelings like excitement, joy, and inspiration, and hope. And all of those would give us energy, and as a result, we all would probably do better on the job and, like I said earlier, get along with people better.
Yeah, and that's exactly what his research showed. So it's matching. So here's our takeaway point from that. It's matching passion with purpose. You will do much better. And like you said, you'll get along with people better. So it really means that you have to understand this larger part of what you're doing. And I think that's part of the church, too, because we're a part of purpose, right, in being members of a church.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking at the bigger, what is our role? We're serving, we're doing things, we can stay energetic even in the church because we're impacting the kingdom of God. And we're doing that sometimes just by the way we treat people. So let's not forget that point.
Isn't purpose part of the faith life? I mean, in the book Purpose Driven Life, it was all about understanding why God put us on this earth. And work is a part of that.
And look how big that book sold.
Oh, wow.
I think there's still like multiple versions of it.
We have a bookshelf behind us here in the studio, and I think it's in here somewhere.
Yeah, you've got that book because and it just hit a nerve. Because I think in our culture today, people are wondering, why am I here? What am I doing? And if they can understand that we're all here to serve and to glorify God, and for the person of faith, that purpose can always be front and center, no matter what type of job that we have. That's going to give us a lot of hope and a lot of energy. God has gifted each person with certain talents, and if you find them, you use them, and you're doing that work that he's put in your hand, and you're doing it with passion, that can be a good life.
So people who match passion with purpose will stay energetic and keep their jobs interesting. Do you think most of us follow our passion?
I don't think so, do you? I think most of us kind of bounce back and forth between ignoring what we really are excited about and following our dreams. You know, sometimes that's a matter of God's timing. I'm always struck by the stories on those music shows, you know, like The Voice or American Idol, and they show these contestants and they're all like passionate about music, but you know, they're working as a teacher or they're doing something else with their time and they're not passionate about the work they're doing. And at some point they decide, you know what, I'm going to give it one more try. I'm going to go for this music thing and I'm going to see if I really have the talent, if I can really make it happen. And because they have a purpose, like what they feel like they were created to do, they pursue that with a lot of energy. So that's a really good example, I think, of passion and purpose meeting together. And so in that process, when we're trying to get those two things to come together, it's good to remind ourselves that God opens doors for us and he knows the desires of our heart. But again, his timing is always perfect and his ways are higher. And this requires a lot of trust on our part.
There's that word again, purpose. And it's the difference between work and workload.
So when your work is satisfying, you know, you leave the workplace and you don't feel stressed. I've had days like that where I was so excited about something that happened in that day. I was relaxed. I came home. I had a great attitude, and I'm looking forward to the next day. You know, you don't mind putting in the extra work when you're feeling that you're doing something that has meaning.
That's right. Well, right now I'm going to do my job and take us to a break. But when we return, we're going to talk about several ways you can bring passion to your job. More ahead on the Dr. Linda Mental Show.
Social media can be a real source of jealousy in our culture. It's so easy to be envious of a friend's fitness progress, a family member's new car, or a colleague's promotion. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, the relationship doctor, and I know I'm not the only one who plays the comparison game on social media. But if our self-worth is measured in the number of hearts our Instagram gets, we're missing the point, big time. Instead of obsessing over the number of thumbs up you get, ask yourself, are my actions worthy of a thumbs up from God? I promise you, he doesn't care what your outfit of the day is or if you're drinking your first Starbucks red cup of the season. God already gave you a double tap when he knit you in your mother's womb. And the only filter we need is Christ himself, who erases our imperfections and makes us holy. Having lots of followers is great, but remember, God asked us to follow him first. And you can tweet that. Mother and daughter relationships are powerful, and they impact all our other relationships. Think about it. The way you react with your mom typically is the way you might react with other people. Yet this important bond can be filled with tension when both women try to find their own voice and develop a sense of self. So working through the mother-daughter relationship can be a challenge, but it is so worth the effort. Hi, I'm Dr. Linda Mental, and I would love to help you navigate this important relationship and strengthen it to the best it can be. That's why I wrote, I Love My Mother, But, a book to strengthen the mother-daughter relationship. We all love our mothers, but sometimes we need a little help working through our differences. I Love My Mother, But, available on my website, drlindamental.com, or online where books are sold.
Welcome back to the Dr. Linda Mental Show, and today we're talking about how to stay passionate at your work. And before we continue, I want to remind you to go to Dr. Linda's website, drlindamental.com. There you will find blogs on all types of topics related to our mental health and relationships. And you can connect with Dr. Linda on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And now you can listen to our podcasts on iTunes. Just type in Dr. Linda Mental, and the podcasts are all archived, waiting for you to download them whenever you'd like. So when we talk about passion, Dr. Linda, what if we feel really negative about our job?
That can be a real problem, because when you're negative, it really limits your upward potential. Bosses don't like that, and actually families don't like that if you're negative in your family all the time.
Right.
It takes you off of the purpose, Chris, and it's highly distracting because you're constantly dealing with all the problems around you, and I find that it wastes energy that I could use being creative. So what works for me when I get frustrated with problems at work is setting my own goals to get myself excited. When things are problematic around me, I just find ways to challenge myself and get excited about new things, and I actually create opportunities for myself. And I think that's a really good strategy.
Right, and I like that because, you know, one thing I don't think we think about much is how taking breaks to look at social media can bring us down and get us off focus. When you're bored, it's tempting to jump online, but it's also so distracting in the workday. It's easy to get sucked into the things that are a complete waste of time. And social media doesn't bring purpose or passion together.
You know, I make it a point, try not to look at that during the day. Do you do that?
I've gotten on Facebook during the day before, yes.
I just find it's distracting, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then if something is a problem on there, I get all worked up about that. So I try to do what you just said, to stay off of it. I think it also helps to check in with someone who's going to keep you accountable at work in terms of maybe some of that negativity that we were talking about. So when things get tough, when things get boring, you got to have somebody who's going to remind you of sort of the wins at work, the things that are going well. There's energy to having other people on your team. One of my coworkers always says, we're better together. It's also a theme of our show, doing life together, right?
Right.
So if you want to keep passion, get around a coworker who reminds you of why you're there and what your purpose is and will keep the energy level up with you.
And you may also take note of people to seriously stay away from. They can be a problem as well.
That's right. That's a good point.
Well, how important is it to start the day positive? As an example, I like to start my day by, on the drive-in, making a mental list of things to look forward to doing.
Oh, that's good. So I do much better when I start my day with coffee.
Well, of course.
That's just one thing I have to say. I get that cup of coffee. But then it's my Jesus Calling devotional. And that, for some reason, that devotional, I've read that devotional many times, but it just seems to strike at the heart of what's going on every day. I don't know. When I read through those devotionals, and they're easy and they're short, so they don't take a lot of time, I get my mind fixed on trust and dependency on God. And I usually pray when I'm going into work. I remind myself of the scriptures, especially that scripture, "This is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice in it, and I will be glad." And that scripture helps me will it. I will be glad. I tell myself that in the car as I'm going in. And if I think of all the opportunities I might have in that day, that's an energizing way to think.
You know, another strategy is one that requires us to step out of our comfort zone, and no one likes to do that. But it has to do with not always playing it safe.
So with passion, there usually is some adventure that goes along with that, and it does sometimes involve taking risks in your job or your position. And I've learned that if I wait until I feel ready to try something new, it's just not going to happen. So I have to be willing to try things and sometimes do things that other people aren't willing to do. I'm always surprised, though, how much satisfaction I get when I step out and I try new things.
Helen Keller once said, "Your life is a grand adventure or it is nothing." We should take her advice and step into that grand adventure occasionally.
That's another way to bring passion to your job. Just learn something new about your job. So people think, well, you know, I'm a mom. How exciting is that? Well, what can you learn new about being a mom?
Hey, if you have a toddler in the house, there's something new every day.
Every
of the week.
Day, that's right. And if you're a teacher, you know, maybe you've been teaching for 10 years, it's getting boring. Well, what's something about that job that you can learn? You know, maybe you're at work and you're thinking, oh, I'm bored. Well, maybe you can figure out a new way to organize the emails in your office, or you can develop a system to handle a problem. If you put a challenge like that in front of you, it's going to bring energy to that position.
Here's another way to bring passion to your job: become a mentor or a mentee. Working alongside someone who is making a difference or is passionate about their job can inspire you. You know, right now I am in the mentee phase. I've been the mentor, but now I'm in the mentee phase. And I was told the other day, my mentor feels like he has a new lease on life with his job, because now he's showing me things. It's interesting how that plays out.
Well, you know, I teach medical students, and when we get physicians to mentor those students in their clinical rotations, the physicians say exactly what you said.
Right.
I had no idea that teaching a student doctor would bring so much energy into my own physician life. And so that whole idea, and then if you get somebody who's really good and passionate, it can just bring up all kinds of excitement for you, because you're getting energized by that person. There's just that passion that you feel from them that you're taking on, and it really makes things so much better.
What about if you are really exhausted and ready to quit? Should you take a break to renew some passion and energy?
You know, I think it's a good idea if you can do it. Obviously, if you have, you know, if you can do that, you can't always take a break from being a mom.
Hello, I'd like to take 4 weeks off of work, please.
But if we can get to that relaxation, for a lot of us, it's a chance to reboot. It's a chance to retool. We come back to work fresh and maybe ready to go again. So vacations, short breaks, going to a conference, or meeting outside of the everyday job, you know, if you can do that somehow, just change it up a bit, get some rest and relaxation, that really does go a long way.
And here's one of the best strategies when it comes to matching purpose with passion: is reconnect with your values. We are happiest when our work aligns with our values and core principles. And if this isn't the case, it could be why you don't love your work, or you've lost sight of why you took the job in the first place. Does your job align with what you want to accomplish in life? Is it a stepping stone to something you feel called to?
You know, I think that is such an important thing, because how many people do we know who are doing things and they say, I'm not really comfortable with what I'm doing. I don't like the way this company's going. I'm feeling like I have to compromise. You know, I can think of a young woman that felt like she was in a very high productive company with a lot of energy, but she didn't feel aligned with their values. And as a result of that, she couldn't feel passionate about her work.
I talked about this earlier. How important is it if you're surrounded by negative people? People who complain about everything, and all they do is focus on the negatives.
So that's the opposite of what we were talking about. We were talking about being around positive people, right? I guess the other side, the flip side of that is if you're constantly around those who complain, you know, I think it's better if you get away from those people or you just don't make them your core group, because there is a dragging down when you're around people like that. And if they're not enjoying their work, they're not excited about being there, they're not encouraging you, it really can be a real drain on that passion and purpose part of you.
I hear people say the term lifelong learners. Does that go along with passion?
It really does. If you see yourself as a constant learner, you just don't get bored. I think that has been my approach to life, which is why I've liked almost every job I've taken, at least for a while.
Right.
Sometimes it gets a little, you know, problematic. But if you think that you're an expert, you've already arrived, you don't have to learn anything, you're going to lose that passion on your job. So I would encourage everyone, stay up on the latest trends or the information related to your job, and just continue to be curious to learn, because this keeps you open to new things, which again will ignite that passion in you.
And as you're learning, I would think you have to be careful not to expect perfectionism. And this is where I get into trouble. Sometimes in your quest to be excellent, we think we have to know it all and be perfect. But perfectionism seems like a killer to the joy and the passion.
Yeah, actually, the research shows that perfectionism does kill passion.
Hmm.
It's different than being excellent in your job. So going after excellence is a good thing. But you want to learn from your mistakes, not try to avoid them with this perfectionism, you know, that sometimes grabs your mind. And I remember we did a show on growth mindset. We talked about that. Be open to failure. Be open to keep renewing yourself and get going and moving and learning from mistakes. So passion comes when you're growing from your mistakes rather than when you're trying to be perfect with everything you do.
Well, Dr. Linda, today we're talking about finding passion at your work. Do you think losing passion can be related to stress outside of work?
Yeah, I absolutely do, don't you?
Right.
Stress can really take over.
Well, sometimes they say don't bring your work home, but you can bring home to work.
That's right. If you have a lot of stress and you're really overwhelmed with life, you really need to get to the root of that problem and look at what's going on. Why is my life the way it is? Because it is going to do exactly what you said, Chris. It's going to spill over into other parts of your life. And if you can figure out what's going on, if you can do some stress management, if you can get at the root of those problems, you can start making some small changes. Most of the times, it's our thoughts that have gone negative that are creating stress, because our thoughts impact the way we feel, and then that impacts the way we behave. And that's kind of a vicious cycle. You know, if you're angry about how people have treated you at work, or you're upset with what appears to be unfair, you know, unless it relates to you, I would say let it go a little bit and focus on your work. Because if you get caught up in everybody else's struggles, it's going to zap your energy and your passion. There's a saying that, you know, don't major on the minors, right?
Right.
If you're not directly involved in that. Now, you can be encouraging to somebody and help somebody by being supportive of them. But when something happens that doesn't jeopardize your work, I would say roll with it, focus on the long-term goals and maybe why you're at the job.
I remember the book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. It was a small book, too.
Did you read it?
Yes,
did you read
I did.
I read some of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's so true. Focusing on small, minor things that you don't like, it can bring you down.
Don't we all do that, though?
Oh,
don't we
do
that? We get so distracted with all that stuff.
We talked about sleep in a previous show, and it keeps us awake at night.
Yeah, it does. It does. We gotta learn to just let that stuff go.
What about the idea of using money as your marker to have purpose and meaning?
You know, this is a dangerous marker because it's tempting to sell out just to do things to make money, right?
Mm.
We've seen a lot of that in our culture where people are so money-focused that they'll do things that maybe they shouldn't have done. And I know we all like getting paid for what we do. And so if you're a gifted teacher, you're not making a lot of money, right, as a teacher?
Right.
I think teachers are so underpaid in our culture and so underappreciated. But if you feel passionate about teaching, you know, no matter what you do, you are not going to make the same money as a passionate surgeon. So I think you have to learn to stay in your lane. If this is really what you're gifted in, if this is really what you like to do, money is not going to be the thing that's going to validate the importance of what you do and what you're called to do. So we're saying don't get hung up on the money, because we all know that that doesn't bring satisfaction and it really doesn't say that you're valued.
You use the phrase, you know, stay in your lane.
Yeah.
I think it speaks to this. Remind yourself daily of why you took the job in the first place. Again, why do we do what we do? The benefits and the blessings of our work.
It's important because circumstances at work can change. I've been in the workforce for a lot of years. And I see things ebb and flow with really good periods, really bad periods at a job. And you can always reflect on the blessings of the job. And sometimes we have to force ourselves to do that and be very intentional because we have a job. And we have an ability to make money and provide for our families. So just like in parenting, when you notice your children doing good things, we need to take that strategy sometimes and put that at our workplace and notice the good things and really reflect on those.
Well, Dr. Linda, as we begin to wrap up the show, when we're on the job, it's important to give it our best no matter what.
Yeah, I love this quote. And people may be very familiar with this by Martin Luther King Jr. But the quote was, if a man is called to be a street sweeper, he should sweep streets even as Michelangelo painted, or Beethoven composed music, or Shakespeare wrote poetry. He should sweep streets so well that all the hosts of heaven and earth will pause to say, here lived a great street sweeper who did his job well.
Be excellent in whatever you do, and do it unto the Lord, regardless of how you feel on any particular day. That relates to integrity, doesn't it?
I hope every one of us that's listening to this show will say, no matter what, I have to keep integrity on the job. I need to keep doing my best. I don't want to compromise or do anything that gets me into a position to be manipulative, because no matter what the culture tells us today, character does matter. So if you commit to something, follow through with that promise. Be accountable no matter what.
Let's talk about calling as we close out our time together, because calling and passion are related.
So we are called to God first, Chris, and everything else comes from that calling. No matter what we do, when we're in God's hands and He is in control of our lives, it's going to be okay. And to believe in that really requires us trusting God. We might not always feel passionate about what we're doing at the moment, but we trust God to be working in us and through us. Apologist Oz Guinness says, do what you are. Our gifts, our talents are to be used for God's purpose in our life. He says calling and vocation are synonymous. Our life has purpose when we heed the call to follow Christ. The greatest passion we can have in life is to please God in all we do, including our work, no matter what that work is, if it's at home or it's outside the home. If you need passion to be stirred up, look to God to find your worth and your purpose, and work will become one of His many blessings. Ask Him to give you a passion for what He has given you to do. Well, that's all the time we have today. Many thanks to our producer, Norm Mental, our social media directors, Zach and Allison Bolton, our engineer and my co-host, Chris Weigel, who makes this show a conversation. From all of us here at Faith Radio, we'll talk to you next weekend. In the meantime, remember, we're here, we're doing life together, and it's better when you don't have to do it alone. Well, thanks for listening to this conversation from the Dr. Linda Mental Show. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can make a gift now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link with a friend and helping us grow the impact of the Dr. Linda Mental Show. Also, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at iTunes or your podcast player, and you'll never miss a show.